Hi, I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host, Dee Boggetti, and we're Bark Radio.
Well, hey, Bark Radio listeners, welcome. And I have no idea what we're talking about, but I think Terry does. Terry?
we're going global, baby.
Alrighty. Where are we starting? Which part of the world?
Iran.
Oh, yes. Dogs? Politics?
Yeah, actually it is.
Or what?
No, it's actually dogs. And there's been, I would say, the last couple weeks, that the email stuff I've been seeing, you know, from articles and blog posts and stuff, bizarre. Just bizarre.
Really?
This one caught my attention because it's Iran.
Mm-hmm.
Dogs are thought of as unpure there, but some groups of people like dogs and own dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now the government over there is trying to make it illegal for you to own an unpure animal.
I.e. a dog.
A dog.
Wrong. Illegal to own a dog?
Illegal. There'll be heavy penalties for, and they put it in quotes, the walking of or owning of an unpure animal.
Wow. I can't ever go there.
Well, not that I'd want to.
Not that I would, yeah, but oh my gosh, that's horrible.
So, still being debated, I suspect in that country it will pass.
Really?
I really do, because there's not, dogs just aren't liked.
So, the folks, I wonder how it will impact people who have dogs now, if that law goes into effect. Are they going to grandfather them in and say it's okay until your dog dies, good?
Have you met them?
No.
Okay. So
fortunately.
They're not, well, I haven't either. Yeah. Actually, I know a few Iranian folks, and they're actually very nice. My experience with the government has been over there.
They take no prisoners.
Yeah, there's no grandfather, there's no anything. There's only Gestapo-like tactics, so.
Oh, that's such a good reason to leave with your dog.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh. So, well, I hope it doesn't pass. That's just shameful. I'm so sorry that there's any place on Earth like that.
Wouldn't that suck?
It would horribly suck. You mean there's a whole country full of, most of its population have never had the joy of having a dog?
Yeah.
That's seriously
sad.
I
work with a lot of folks from India, and I'm good friends with many of them. But they don't have dogs either.
Really?
Never raised with them. They just don't see
a
good friend of mine just lives down the street. I've known him for 15 years. And his son wants a dog. And he and his wife have never had a pet. Have no idea what to do with that.
You know, that brings up a whole other thing for me. Of course, my brain goes, to the left over there. And because I train service dogs, and you're going to get involved in training service dogs through many paths. Think about the people who will never benefit in this world from having a service dog because they don't like dogs or allow dogs or they're not comfortable around them or whatever. That's a shame.
That closed-mindedness is only hurting themselves.
Oh, yeah, because these dogs do magic things for people.
Yeah, it's a very, very sad statement. We'll see. I'll try to watch it. It's bizarre world lately.
It seriously is. But do, if you see the conclusion to this story, we can at least put it up on our website. Yeah.
So the next story, there's actually two pieces to this. And the one piece is, this takes place in Germany, but I have a spin-off piece of this based on all the other emails that I've seen coming in from the different dog groups. So in this case, the police in Germany were trying to shoot a quote-unquote vicious dog, and in the process of it, shot two bystanders and missed the dog.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Wow.
They eventually shot the dog after how many rounds, it doesn't really say, but apparently there was more people hit than dogs hit.
They kind of need to go back to the range, don't they? Wow.
Well, that's part of the second story. So actually there's maybe even three pieces of the story. So one, I've seen an awful lot of cops shooting dog stories this year, more than last.
And I have too, and hear about them from people who I know are dog lovers. What the heck's going on?
I don't know that. I think it's a lack of training. But I've also seen, on that same spin, cops not hitting what they're aiming at.
Oh, that's scary. That's really scary.
And there was an interesting study that came out on the target practice and all the stuff the cops have to do. 80% of their shots don't hit what they're aiming at.
Are you kidding me?
These guys are professionals, and if they can't hit a target, they shouldn't be carrying a gun, in my opinion.
No. I can't imagine they're allowed to carry a gun if they are that bad.
They're supposed to be able to pass a shooting test.
Yeah.
But this study, and I can't say beyond what the study says, 80% of what they're aiming at is missed. And that's my words saying it that way, but the 80% was the statistics based on all the documents they had been collecting.
That's more scary than disturbing. It is. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Maybe you could say they could, you know, because moving targets are harder to hit, but 20% is an acceptable miss rate. 80% is not an acceptable miss rate.
Oh my gosh, because what are they hitting when they miss?
The ground, or in the case of Germany, they're shooting the people that are standing by watching this.
That's just, like you said, scary as shit, Barry.
I don't understand why there's so much cop shooting dog scenario, and they're always, you know. And I guess part of this I understand. You know, they're doing the best they can in the heat of the moment in many cases. We've talked about stories where I believe there's intentional cruelty. So it goes back to the where there was a 12-year-old dachshund that was first tasered and then shot. And there was three cops involved in that scenario.
Three cops against a dachshund?
Yeah, but it was shot because it was vicious. Okay, I'm sorry, but if you were dealing with a dachshund and one of those people don't have the skills to deal with it, then maybe just leave it on the porch, because it was on its porch.
Are you kidding me?
No, it was on its owner's porch. It had been running around the neighborhood, but this time when they killed it, it was on the owner's porch.
Oh, my stars.
So that's happening a lot, and I don't get it, because that's just cruel. There's no point in that. And that's happened. You know, small dogs, I'm a big believer, small dogs bite more than big dogs, and I get that, but the impact of that bite isn't significant enough to go and
kill the dog. No, that's insane. I don't understand. Does it seem to be more smaller police departments than big city police departments, or is it across the board?
I haven't seen a trend, and that may be because I haven't looked for the trend. Right. The trend I see is cops are using excessive force against animals. It's something we could plot pretty easy. See if it's podunk or not.
I would really like to do that. Just kind of pull over the last 12 or 24 months, you know, as many news stories as we can find. And just look locales and just look at it, because that's just absurd. I don't understand if it's something we just didn't hear about in the past or if it's a new phenomenon.
It could be both. Yeah. I mean, it could be newer in some areas, and it could be it was happening all along, and because of the internet, now the stories
now
aren't just local.
Now it's a big hoo-ha. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, I can't even imagine how I'd react if...
Oh, I can.
Well, yeah.
They'd be shooting and tasering me, too.
Yeah, no doubt. And we'd bail you out, Terry. Not a problem, man.
There would be altercation.
Yeah, there would be with me, too. We're talking my dogs here, you know, and our job is to protect our dogs, and that's just craziness. So, yeah, just a commentary on the world. Not a good place for dogs sometimes.
No. But it's getting a little bit better in one place.
Where?
So, I think we probably talked more than once about Colorado and BSL.
Yes.
So, Aurora, which is outside of Denver but has the same basic BSL law, has voted to loosen that BSL law to support service dogs.
Oh, and BSL is breed-specific legislation, folks, if you don't know.
Or breed discrimination.
Yes.
Which is more accurate, but yes, more accurate only because it is discrimination for no good reason.
Absolutely.
Now, the technical term is BSL, breed-specific legislation, but it's no different to discriminating against a person because of how they look.
Yeah, absolutely. It's racism
with dogs, exactly. Yeah. So in this case, they have, while the town council has voted on this and it has passed, there's still some hoopla around it. So there's, this is my terms, not the article's terms, there's some mouthpieces there complaining about the fact that now it's going to be a vicious state to be in.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. You're going to have, you know, a dog who's got that big square head and that big broad chest being a service dog and being perfectly wonderful and maybe saving a person's life, and that's something to fear? It's craziness.
Well, it's ignorance, and that's if nothing else, looking at the world today, that's what our problem is ignorance. People don't know enough, they get caught up in hype, they get caught up in misinformation.
They live in soundbite world.
Exactly, that's an excellent way to put it. Soundbite worlds, and that breeds fear and distrust, and it's like, people, wake the up.
Absolutely. That was very good.
I bleeped myself.
You did bleep yourself. I am impressed, man. But what he said, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we so believe in educating the masses.
Yeah.
And we are hopeful because there are two nonprofits in our world. And with both of them, I think there's going to be a large educational piece. With Terry's, which is Many Paths, and with other friends of ours who have a group called Guardian Angel. And Terry's is going to be a lot about the rescue world, but then also flipping dogs from rescues into jobs, like service dogs.
Shelter to service.
Mm-hmm. And Guardian Angel is about... A lot of it's going to be about educating the world about service dogs and about invisible disabilities.
Yeah, which is huge.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, how can you walk up to a person who just got out from behind the wheel of a car, gets their service dog out, and service dog's got a vest on, and you ask the person if they're blind? Yeah, I'm blind and I drive my car. Hello, it's on autopilot.
There's an old term called "here's your sign."
Man, I'm telling you, but it's happened. I can't tell you how many of my clients that's happened to.
Wow.
And because it's the only kind of service dog people know of. Or if somebody maybe with a wheelchair.
The dog was driving.
Yeah, seriously. Great service dog, man. Can your dog drive? Oh, man. So, yeah, whether it's educating about breeds of dogs, that you shouldn't discriminate against them, whether it's educating about the world of service and therapy dogs and all kinds of working dogs, or spay-neuter, whatever it is, it's a big, big world of misinformation.
Yeah.
And so, you know, help us help everybody. And with that...
We are out of here.